Six states have formed a task force to reopen the region around New York City. Governments forming councils or working groups or task force or whatever you want to call them. It's quotidian, and to be honest, it happens all the time, which is why reporters rarely mention them. But this working group, there's two remarkable things about it. It was formed without consultation from the White House, and two, it appears frustrated.
Do I do the schools at the same time that I do businesses? Do I do the transportation system at the same time that I do businesses? What happens if I don't have enough transportation workers? Do I still open the economy even though I don't have enough transportation workers to run the trains? You want to make those decisions? Tell me you want to make those decisions and then make them in a way that states can follow.
Good evening. It's Monday, April 13th, and this is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut-New York region. I'm Charles Lane. This working group is forming around an epicenter that has some 18,000 people hospitalized on any given day and 600 to 800 people dying on average daily. It's around this epicenter that governors of six states have formed a working group to plan the reopening of the Mid-Atlantic region. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Rhode Island each said that they will prioritize public health over the economy. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said if President Donald Trump wants to take charge, he can.
But what is the model? And let's learn from the past, right? Because this was not smooth sailing up till date. Let's be honest.
Cuomo said a plan for reopening will be devised in the coming weeks. The process, he said, would be slow.
It's not going to be we flick a switch and everybody comes out of their house and gets in their car and waves and hugs each other and the economy all starts up. I would love to say that's going to happen. It's not going to happen that way. It can't happen that way.
Instead, Cuomo says that there will be a, quote, recalibration of who is an essential worker and that the entire tri-state region together will slowly turn on these stages. Cuomo says that if and when the infection rate increases, the reopening will slow or reverse. Now, it's worth keeping in mind that all of this is happening as people are dying. Clergy members in New Haven, Connecticut are reminding people that not everybody is dying equally, and they want more coronavirus testing in the city's black and brown communities. And it's more than just testing, they say. It's also just basic information. Reverend Boise Kimba says the data is not clear and information about resources and preventative measures is not reaching low-income areas where people are suffering the most.
Information need to be printed. Information need to be delivered, maybe from door to door. You know, you just can't come on television every day and say, this is what we want you to do. You know, you got people who don't even have television, who can't even pay their cable bill now.
The city's mayor announced last week that it's true. African-American and Hispanic populations have been the hardest hit by COVID-19. For medical workers on the front line, New York has called in reinforcements from around the country. And as we will soon tell you, there are complications to this. But first, these headlines. The wind and rain today closed several mobile COVID-19 testing sites on Long Island and Connecticut. A New York Department of Health spokesman says appointments will be rescheduled. The same storm knocked out power to 32,000 homes in Connecticut. Waterbury police say they arrested a man for breach of peace after he purposefully coughed on a healthcare worker after saying he had coronavirus. New York's Department of Labor has so far placed 200,000 calls to applicants who filed unemployment claims. The new system, where the state calls the applicant, is aimed at preventing applicants from having to wait on hold and getting disconnected. Also, According to the New York Times, New York City Mayor de Blasio informed Governor Cuomo that schools will be closed for the rest of the year with a last-minute text message. Parents, labor unions, and some public officials have urged Cuomo and de Blasio, in the words of Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, to cut the crap and focus on the deadly pandemic. Now, millions of workers are out of a job because of how hard the coronavirus pandemic has hit the economy. WSHU's Desiree Diario reports that even though there are recruitments coming in from all over the country, the healthcare industry could face a worker shortage.
Nearly 100,000 medical workers responded when New York Governor Andrew Cuomo asked for volunteers and retirees to come help at downstate hospitals. But a new study has found several factors might prevent these essential workers from joining the fight. David Wixer is a labor economist at Stony Brook University. He says even if every former healthcare worker were recalled, about two-thirds of them have an underlying health condition themselves or live with someone who does.
Now we have a really dangerous disease, and that means that these health problems are newly debilitating. And so that's a big constraint on the labor supply.
Wixer says underlying conditions like heart problems and obesity are more common in healthcare workers than in the rest of the workforce, and that means they are more susceptible to the virus. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
For more on the coronavirus on Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. If there are things that you want to know about or people that you want us to talk to, tell us, news@WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. I'll be back tomorrow.